Hey, believer, welcome to From Head to Heart. Do you know in your head God loves you, but struggle to feel it in your heart? Have you ever been let down by people so you believe God will let you down too? Do you ever feel like you have to choose between God or your feelings? I'm Jessica, someone who loves Jesus but didn't grow up in the church. For a long time, I believed that if I didn't take care of myself, then no one would. I believed so many lies about my worth and identity in Christ. I wondered if I would ever be able to discern God's voice over my voice. I realized that even in my mistakes, with all the choices I made, I am still loved by a God whose love isn't transactional. Now is your time to finally know and understand God's love for you, that you can trust God and hear from God. If you are ready to grow your relationship with God and need a starting place to process your feelings, pull up a seat and join us at the table. Today is the first day you begin to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Hey friend, welcome to this episode of the podcast. My name is Jessica Hoddle and I'm your host. Today we're going to be talking about trusting God with your future, but also healing from the pain of your past. And before we get started, I really just wanted to invite you personally to join us inside the Spiritual Growth Mentorship. If this is your first episode, welcome. So glad that you're here. But maybe you've heard me talk about this spiritual growth mentorship in other episodes. And it's something near and dear to my heart that the Lord is constantly transforming and making it geared toward those that are hurting in some capacity. And it's about learning how God's love can transform you from hurting to hopeful. And it's really this 5 weeks of your first necessary steps to invite God's presence into your pain, to trusting Him, to forgiving those who hurt you, and finally finding freedom from your past. I know that there is nothing fast about the process of going from hurting to hopeful, but you're never going to get there if you don't start. This is your invitation to stop waiting to feel good enough before you decide to go to God. This mentorship is for you if you have negative self-talk or a mindset, you feel lost or have a sense of hopelessness, you are tired of being in pain and stuck in the past, you have a hard time accepting God's love, you believe you have to earn God's love, you have constant racing thoughts, you feel unworthy or not good enough, you feel like you can't hear from God and God doesn't care about you. You struggle to stay connected to Him. You feel burned out, exhausted, tired. You struggle with letting go of control. We address all of this and more inside of the Spiritual Growth Mentorship. So head to the show notes, click on the link. You can go to jessicahoddle.com/heal. There is a payment plan option where you can join for 3 months and pay $105 a month, or you can buy all in one and save for $297. And you get lifetime access to the mentorship. So that means anytime I update any of the lessons, which I'm doing right now, and the women are loving it. So go click on the link, join us now, and stop putting it off, especially if you've been thinking about it. Okay, let's get to today's topic, which is all about trusting God and healing from the pain of your past. And I think that when we're moving forward with God, it means it's equally important for us to allow Him to heal us from the pain of our past as well. And in walking through this, the other night, I was really journaling through some feelings and I just wrote down, we can bury the pain of our past, but it doesn't mean it's dead. And what I mean by that is, we can shove it down, we can bury it, we can pretend it doesn't exist, but the reality is that it's still living and it's still active in our lives, even if we ignore it. I know I'm talking to you. If you are somebody that eats your feelings, if you are somebody that isolates, if you are somebody that tends to run away. And so scripture was never meant to be this bandage in your life. It's not something that is just supposed to hold you together. It's not something that is just supposed to be a quick fix. It's not that we don't go to the Bible and pick things out and for it to make us just feel good. But it's all about what Jesus has done for us. It's nothing about what we could do. And so when we trust Him, this isn't about depending on what we see. But there are ways that we can say, you know, how do I know if my past needs healing and that I'm not trusting God? So we can ask ourselves, when our reaction to our past is as equal as if it's happening in the present. Another way we can tell is if it's hard to look at a picture or hear their name without getting angry or bitter or resentful. We can also tell if we find it hard to pray for them. Those are three ways that we know that our past still needs healing and that the Lord needs to intervene, and we need to walk in forgiveness and letting go of offense. And so we can bury our pain and go on with our lives without ever acknowledging what happened to us. So there's a difference between dying to our past and burying it alive. And that's really the distinction between what Paul did. He died to his past because he understood the resurrection of Jesus. And so we just have to give it this proper burial so that we don't continue living as though it's happening right now. And when we trust God, it's requiring us to hand over our offense to forgive and know that he is the one who will provide justice in this life or the next. Philippians 3, 13 through 14 says, "Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do know, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me, heaven called me in Christ Jesus." Some people have misunderstood this verse and taught us that we are to forget everything in the past. And that's not what Paul is saying. The scriptures teach us that memory can be a very powerful force for good in our lives. We see God commanding feasts and specific monuments to be erected in remembrance, especially in the Old Testament, when we're looking at Deuteronomy and Joshua. It's always this remembering what the Lord has done, especially in Deuteronomy, when Abraham is kind of giving this final speech, per se, before everybody crosses over into the promised land. He's constantly saying to them, remember what the Lord has done. And even as Joshua takes lead now in the promised land, we hear and read about Joshua saying, do not forget what the Lord has done for you. And I think it's important that we do exercise our memory in a very good and powerful way. So in context, Paul was speaking about forgetting everything he used to trust before his salvation experience. Paul focused only on trusting God and what Christ had done for him. We have to cultivate our memories through meditating on great things God has done for us and spoken over us. It happens with one memory at a time. It's one thought at a time. We can have this proper burial for our past that honors God and the people in it. And again, this is something that is a process. You might go through seasons where you don't even think about it. You don't work on it. And then other seasons where it's important for you to continue to address it. Some may even argue and say, well, since it's buried, it's happened so many years ago, or even a year ago or months ago, why go back? It's in the past, isn't it? But my question always is, but is it dead to you? And this is what's important when I talk about Inside the Spiritual Growth Mentorship with the women, because we are in a Voxer thread and we're always communicating with each other. So it might feel really scary trying something new and investing, especially your money, in something new. But I do promise you that you are not alone, that there are other women cheering for you, rooting for you, connecting with you, and I am there with you. But we have to even ask ourselves and get honest with ourselves, is it dead to you? Do you still live like it's happening? Do you still carry the same kind of anger? And that is really what the Lord is after. So when we think about trusting God with our future, it means that we can trust him with our past. We can trust him with our present. We don't have to white knuckle our pain anymore. We don't have to live in a responsive way to our surroundings. We can keep our feelings in submission with the word. Let me ask you this about your pain. Did you heal with the Lord? Did you forgive? Did you let go? Are you holding on? Are you white knuckling? Did you bury your pain without properly dying to it so you don't live from it? I just want to remind you that your pain, it's not a sin. Your pain is not a sin. It's when we live from that pain that we can sin. Trusting God is more than a feeling. It's a choice to have faith in what he says, even when your feelings or circumstances would have make you believe something completely different. Your feelings and your circumstances matter. God cares about them both. But those things alone are not reliable enough to base your life on. They change at any time, but God, on the other hand, does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and therefore we know he's trustworthy. So it's not about convincing ourselves or others that we've moved on. Healing, it's about honesty and humility. Honesty with where we are and humility and recognizing our need for the Lord. Trusting God is living a life of belief in and obedience to God, even when it's difficult. So when we think about healing from the pain of our past and we think about trusting God, it's not these feelings. It's not about what we see, but we don't ignore those things. We don't live from them, and we want to give it a proper burial. I'd love for you to join us inside the Spiritual Growth Mentorship, and I'd love to be able to answer any questions that you have on the podcast. You can go to jessicahoddle.com/podcast and leave a message over on SpeakPipe, and whatever it is, I'm here for you, and I want you to know that you are not alone. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Do you struggle with feelings of deep loneliness, fear of rejection, or FOMO? Do you battle depression and anxiety on a daily basis? Are you unsure of how to handle it all? Do you want to learn how to make better and wiser decisions, deal with past trauma, heal from heartbreak, walk in forgiveness, all from a biblical perspective? I know what it feels like to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders while feeling like you are slowly drowning in it all. I wished I could get rid of the pain that I felt, yet I couldn't understand how God loved me on a personal level. Imagine if you had a framework where someone was there to help guide you on how to handle it all while growing your relationship with God and finally learning how to trust Him. This isn't about just praying away your feelings, your loneliness. This is about knowing you don't have to accept them, but you get to walk with the Lord through them. That's why I created the Spiritual Growth Framework course, where I teach you how to heal your heart and your life on the most practical level from a biblical perspective. Friend, it's not about how much you know, but how much you believe about what you know. You don't have to pray away your pain or pretend like it doesn't exist anymore. You don't have to memorize scripture hoping it will all go away. Is memorizing scripture important? Yes, but it's not the only thing. God's with you now and forever. He cares about your pain and your feelings. In my Spiritual Growth Framework course, you'll be able to walk away with practical application steps to heal every day, not just on long weekends or in the perfect quiet time. I'm here to show you how healing is possible, even in the smallest pockets of time. What if you said goodbye to emotional wounds, unforgiveness, and pain, and say hello to a newfound relationship with God, a place where you feel safe, heard, seen, and loved, a place where you feel like you didn't have to hide? Head on over to jessicahoddle.com/heal to join me today inside of my Spiritual Growth Framework course, where your feelings have a seat at the table, but will no longer be the centerpiece. It's time to heal your heart and your life. Head to jessicahoddle.com/heal to get started, and I'll see you there, friend.